97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you for joining us today. My guests are Kathy and Barry Hupp, who are the owners of Witt's Frozen Custard in Hillsboro. Kathy, Barry, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Pleasure.
Nice to be here.
Pleasure. Let's jump right in. Kathy, what is Witt's Frozen Custard?
We are a delicious frozen custard shop in Hillsboro, but also a small company that was started in Granville, Ohio, by Chuck Whitman. And that is where we lived. So we got to know Witt's Frozen Custard very well and always loved it.
So that's why it's Witt and not Barry and Kathy's Frozen Custard.
Correct.
That's where the Witt came from.
That's where Witt's came from.
Thank you. Can you give me more history, Barry, about your company?
Yeah. Chuck Whitman, as Kathy said, opened a shop in 2003, I believe, in Granville. And it was just a one-off shop, something he'd wanted to do for quite a while. And he was asked several times to franchise, and long story short, finally, in I believe 2008 or 9, he decided he would franchise to people he knew or people from the Granville, Ohio, Central Ohio area. So we, almost all of us, have a Central Ohio connection. We've, you know, it's a family-oriented business on the Whitman side, but also we all feel like a family because we, as Witt's franchisees, even though we are in several states now, feel kind of like a little family because we have that tie to Central Ohio.
It's good to know. So if I'm traveling and I see a Witt's, I'm going to know I'm going to get the same quality as I got with,
exactly,
get with your store in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For the sake of our audience, what is the difference between ice cream and custard?
Well, basically, you'll notice the difference right off the bat when you put the custard in your mouth. It's a much more smooth feeling product. It's not as cold. It has more flavor. Custard has to have at least 10% butterfat. It has less sugar, less salt, and a whole lot less air, which again makes the product feel a lot more creamy. And since it can be served at a higher temperature than ice cream, you don't get that cold shock on your tongue. And it's a lot more pleasurable to eat custard.
So how did you learn how to make your custard, Kathy?
Well, once we decided we wanted to open the Witt's, the Whitmans were very good about keeping in contact with us and making sure we knew everything we needed to. And when we were ready, about 2 weeks before we opened, their daughter came down to work with us for 2 weeks to help us set up the shop, to help us learn everything that we needed to know about custard, how to make all the different flavors. You know, we get a huge recipe book with over 300 flavors that can be made. Taught us also how to make all the novelties we have, because we don't just have frozen custard. We also do frozen custard cakes. We have chocolate-covered bananas, frozen
Ooh.
Bananas. We have what we call Witt sticks, which is like an ice cream bar. We do Witties, which are delicious. They're in-store baked cookies with the custard between them. And we also recently have a new item for people who can't have dairy or vegan. It's both. And it's made with a coconut milk base. And we do that in vanilla and strawberry because we want to be able to have everyone enjoy,
of course,
you know, some dessert. We also have Italian ice for people who cannot have dairy products.
Thought of everything. Now, you mentioned your book had over 300 flavors. What flavors do you serve in your shop?
We've made a lot of them. The two that we have on a daily basis are vanilla and chocolate. The reason it's vanilla and chocolate is because we make that fresh all day long. That is the number one important thing with Witt's, is that it is always fresh and delicious every time you come in the shop. So that allows us to have a weekly flavor, and that changes every Monday. There is a calendar that if anybody wants to look on the website, there's a calendar that tells you what that is every week. And then there are times when we have special things going on that we will have an extra flavor at the holidays, you know, different birthdays, just different times of the year. So at that point, we'll even have an extra daily flavor. But I always have that on our Facebook page or Instagram. So people always have that to go to see if we have any specials going on, flavors, any events.
But in addition to those three flavors that we have, which we call scoopable flavors, we have all kinds of toppings. So you can come in and create your own concoction, if you will. If you're in the mood for strawberries with bananas and chocolate, we can do that. We can, you know, blend the toppings into the custard or just add the toppings to the top as you would on a typical sundae.
I love it. Out of full disclosure to my audience, I must say that I visited Witz and fell in love with the flavors. Oh, my Lord. It's the kind of taste treat that makes you just close your eyes and go, it was wonderful. First class all the way. I'm glad to hear you say that you make a fresh, did I hear you say you make fresh batch daily?
All day long.
Vanilla and chocolate are all day long.
All day long.
Mm-hmm.
What happens at the end of the day? You have something left over.
Well, that's where you can also get other flavors. We have a quart freezer, and anything that is left at the end of the day will be quarted, and we put in that freezer. But I also make flavors especially for that. People can choose anywhere from 20 to 24 flavors out of our quart freezer that they can take home with them.
Ah, okay. Well, friends, now that we've tantalized our audience with what Witz frozen custard is, give us your contact information so folks can flock by.
Well, you can reach us by phone, 919-245-8123. We're located at 240 West or South Nash Street, right next to Hillsboro Barbecue and Paul's at the Corner and Mystery Brewing Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there in West Hillsboro, I think, as the old-timers call it here in town.
Thank you. Let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about Witz Frozen Custard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stay with us. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guests today are Kathy and Barry Hupp, H-U-P-P, who are the owners of Witz Frozen Custard in Hillsboro. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guests are Kathy and Barry Hupp, H-U-P-P, who are owners of Witz Frozen Custard, located in Hillsboro. Tell me, Barry, why did you decide to start this business? You told us how it got started, but why did you two decide to start this business?
Well, mostly, Kathy and I both worked for large companies in our previous work experience, mm-hmm. and then just felt it was time, or we wanted to do something on our own. We talked about it for years and kicked it around, and we raised five kids and empty nesters and had the opportunity to get out and do something. So, again, we're from Central Ohio. There are a lot of Witz in Ohio since that's where it originated. We were ready to get away from the snow every winter. One of our kids moved to Carborough, actually, when her husband was getting his master's at UNC. So we moved to Raleigh for a year and looked at all the areas that we thought we might want to be located and loved Hillsboro. Looked like a great opportunity for us. Hillsboro didn't really have much in the line of sweet treats or ice cream or mm-hmm. custard or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So we decided Hillsboro was a great place for us to start our business.
Was the was the building already there, or did you build it something special? Or
yeah, the building was there. It's right on South Nash Street. It had been had many uses in the past. Again, as I mentioned earlier, Hillsboro Barbecue is located in the same building and Mystery Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
But we were able to take the space that was available and convert it. Kathy and I did the demo ourselves, and we converted it to our needs and looked around for equipment, and were able to get it done.
Did you have any sort of, other than the franchisor telling you how to make the custard and everything, did you have any kind of business plan or somebody to work with you as a business since you're starting fresh, coming from corporate world, if I can assume that?
Actually, no. We looked into things ourselves. We went to a couple different small business seminars. But mainly it was just talking to Chuck Whitman, and he helped us through, you know, as far as trying to make sure we had a good location and then just making sure that we understood everything about the business, what we were making, what we were doing. We did rely somewhat on what we had done in the past because we both had dealt with similar types services, of things as far as running a business. It just wasn't our business. See? So now this is.
I got it. Now, in terms of staffing, you got the business, you got the name, you got, you know how to make your product. How did you find people to employ, and what kind of people did you look for or do you have?
Well, I think we have a great staff. Most of them tend to be high school students.
Oh, I thought they looked young. Okay.
They are. They are. We hire 16 years old and up, and it's really been a joy to work, you know, with all of them.
Yes.
With our kids being grown, it's nice to, this is kind of our surrogate children that we have a lot of fun with and learn a lot about. But what we look for is someone who can smile, someone who's pleasant, enjoys talking to people, enjoys talking about custard to people.
Yes.
And like I said, we've been very lucky to find the people that we have. They seem to really enjoy their job, and that shows to our customers.
It does.
We get those comments all the time about how people just love to come in there.
I love how diverse your staff is as well. And you're right. They do smile, every single one of them. I've been there maybe five times now. Mm-hmm. Friendly, the whole environment. And the custard. Mm-hmm. Everything is wonderful. What are your hours?
We're always open between noon and 9 p.m. Depending on the season, we may open a little earlier or stay open a little later than that. You can always call 919-245-8123 if you're not sure if we're open or not.
Good.
And that's
good.
The best way to find out.
Could you give us that phone number again in case somebody wanted to write it down real fast?
919-245-8123. And we are open 7 days a week. Just call if you're not sure if we'll be open.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Tell me, how do you market your business?
I would say 90% of our marketing has been through Facebook, Instagram, and the biggest is word of mouth. We get people in every day that say, you know, a next-door neighbor or a relative told them about it. And what's really funny is sometimes it'll be someone that lives in Chapel Hill or in Mebane or Burlington that told someone who lives in Hillsboro about us. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. People in Hillsboro. But I would imagine, since you've been around for a while, people in Hillsboro should know about you, right? But you're finding a lot, or a few, don't know about you?
Yeah, not a lot of people, or I shouldn't say not a lot of people. Some people just go to downtown Hillsboro, right on Church Street,
yeah.
And don't get over to West Hillsboro. But, you know, we're alive over there and a lot going on there. So, yeah, we do still find people in Hillsboro that don't know. But on the other hand, we get a lot of people from Durham. And as Kathy said, you know, the surrounding areas. And people say they have no problem driving 15, 20 minutes to get a delicious frozen
custard. It's worth
it.
For those who may have just tuned in, would you give us your location again and any other contact information you want to provide?
We're at 240 South Nash Street in Hillsboro.
In Hillsboro. Very good. I was mentioning earlier, for those who may have just tuned in, I was nearby at another restaurant, and as I left the restaurant, I saw Witt's frozen custard. And my friend said, you have got to taste this custard.
Mm.
And was he ever right? Oh, my goodness. So to our listeners, if you never had the right kind of frozen custard, you got to come by Witt's. What do you two enjoy about having this ownership for this business?
My favorite part is the children that we get to see. It's wonderful to watch kids run in our store, and they run up, and they've been there, you know, numerous times now. So they will know what to order, and they will tell their parents what they need to get. And sometimes they'll hear a parent say ice cream, and they'll look at them, it's frozen custard.
Thank you. No wonder I can appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, but Kathy was talking about the kids, and it's great to see kids smile.
Yes.
And we do have a kids menu.
Beautiful kids menu. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll hear more about Witt's Frozen Custard. This is WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guests are Kathy and Barry Hupp from Witt's Frozen Custard. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you again for staying with us. My guests today are Kathy and Barry Hupp, H-U-P-P, who are the owners of Witt's Frozen Custard in Hillsboro. Do I understand that Witt's also does catering?
Yes, we do. Anything from small events, 25 to 30 people, to we've done as many as over 200. Mm-hmm. We've done things like weddings. That was pretty exciting. Did my first wedding about a month ago. And hopefully we will do more. And we do a lot of things with the schools, churches. So if you're interested in anything like that, please contact us, because I will try to work with anything that someone would need.
Now, here's my question. Whenever I see that someone who has custard or ice cream services churches or weddings, doesn't it melt? How do you keep it in its shape so people can enjoy it at a ceremony?
It depends on what people want. A lot of times it's pre-scooped into cups, and then we can just serve it to people in the cups. We also have a freezer that we can take with us as long as there's electricity, so that will keep it frozen. But we can also do it with dry ice. It just depends on the situation.
Okay. That answers my question. I've always wondered about it. For years, I've wondered about that. Mm-hmm. Now, I also understand you have a kids menu. Tell me about the kids menu.
We do. The kids come in, and they love to order a fish bait or a dirty worm or a happy Sunday, which ends up looking like a little face. We use sprinkles for hair and a gummy worm as a mouth and a piece of cookie dough as a nose. So it's just something fun for the kids.
Are these your fresh ideas, or do all the Witts have the same titles?
They have the same titles. Now, on the kids menu, the adult menu, we wanted to tailor it to our location. We have a Tar Heel Treat, and we have a Blue Devil Dream, a Buckeye Madness. We have to throw in the Buckeye Madness.
Gotta get Ohio in there, right?
Because we have to get Ohio in there. And by the way, Buckeye Madness is our number one seller.
Go figure.
We have a Hillsboro Delight, which are prearranged menu items that are really good. That's typically what a person does their first time in. If they're so overwhelmed by how many items there are from which to choose, they just look at the menu and order, you know, whatever it might be on our prearranged menu.
It just sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. Well, very quickly, what do you see for the future of Witt's Frozen Custard?
Well, we're concentrating on what we're doing now. One of these days, stay tuned, and you may see other Witt's pop out throughout the area.
I'll be on the lookout for them.
All right.
For the sake of our audience, we're going to say, we got to go find this place. How many people does it hold? Or people walk in and walk out? I've seen chairs in front. How would you say, how many people can you hold at one time if somebody has a party? Let's all go to Witt's. How many can fit in there?
We can fit quite a few. A lot of times there's people standing. Chair-wise, inside we have about 15 seats. But a lot of times there will be big groups, and some will be sitting and some will be standing. Outside, we have enough seats for usually 8 to 10 people.
Wow.
So quite a few, and, you know, people can fit in. Okay. And a lot of people are in and out, too.
Okay, that works. Mm-hmm. Friends, we are out of time. I wish we had more time to talk, but my advice to anyone listening is please go to Hillsboro. Please go to Wisconsin. You will not regret it. Friends, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Kathy and Barry Hupp, the owners of Witz Frozen Custard in Hillsboro. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.